Dwelling on the past, it is born again. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California. The thought for today, dwelling on the past, it is born again. It's such a consistent thing for humans to dwell on the past because it is so aware in our consciousness. We are so aware of the past. We are so aware of the things that have happened and that are happening. And so we pay attention to them. And every time we think about a past experience, we have brought that past experience forward into the present, into the now, and we are living it as we think about it. We can think about good things, and we can think about so-called bad things. We can think about beneficial things and non-beneficial things. We can think about our birthday party when we were 15, and our birthday party when we were 50, our birthday party when we were 100. We can think about our friends. We can think of the many people that we have known in our life and how many have died or how many are living or how many are we went to school with. And we can think about all of the family members that we have and all the beautiful experiences we had with them or and the unhappy experiences we may have had with them, although that seems to dwindle away happily. Now, dwelling on the past, it is born again. We wonder why we are so long in coming to the conclusion that life is beautiful. We wonder why we are so long in coming to the conclusion that everything good and beautiful is what we want. Well, if we're going to continually dwell on the past, we are not going to live in the present. And if we're going to continually dwell on the past, even a moment ago, we are not living in the now and enjoying the benefits of living in the now. Are you a fabulous person now? Are you a person who is much more advanced, you might say, in your awareness than you were a while ago? And the answer, of course, has to be yes, because this happens to us. This is how life goes on. This is what makes our world into the wonderful things that our world is. This is what makes the world go around. Now, if we concentrate on the things that we have yet to do, the things that are past, the things that are no longer in our everyday awareness, and we bring them forth again, we put ourselves right back there. Remember when you were a little child and you did this? Well, now, as you remember it, you are being that little child once again, and you are doing those very same things that you did when you were a little child. You say, oh, that's silly. That's not so. When I was a little child, I made mistakes and did dumb things. And you're still making mistakes and doing dumb things because you're thinking about making mistakes and doing dumb things. How do we live in the present, in the now, and really get the full benefit from it? How do we live in this moment, in this instant, in this millisecond, to really thoroughly enjoy it? Well, I like me is one way. I have people who say, Herb, you say that so often, you say that so much, I'm getting tired of it. Well, good. And when you get really tired of it and put it into practice, then watch what happens in your life. Watch the miracles take place in your life, because they do, and they are right now. Just let them be. When you start saying, I like me, your body begins looking for thoughts that prove to you that you like yourself. When you say, I am a happy person, your body begins looking for thoughts that say, I am a happy person. We're talking a great deal about stem cells, and we'll be talking all this year a great deal about stem cells, because they are something we can really work with. Our body is constantly being reborn with new stem cells. Now, the stem cell is not so much the big deal, but it's what the stem cell is and what the stem cell does that's the big deal. Scientifically, over the years, we know that our body is constantly fluffing off dead cells and new cells are born, fresh and new, awaiting instruction as to what sort of role they're supposed to fulfill. And we know that. We know that. Now, scientists are getting smarter and smarter, and they're coming to more and more of the realization. They say that there are 10,000 new brain cells, stem cells, that are born every day. And of the trillions and trillions and trillions, 75 trillion cells in our body alone. Every 4 weeks, they're replaced. Now, we'll be repeating these statistics many, many times, because it brings to our mind that we are constantly in a state of change, and we're not living in the past. The cells of our body await our instruction, whether they want to pick up where they left off, or they want to start new. Do they want to pick up the scar on the body, or do they want to pick up as a fresh new skin? Do you every moment think of your skin as pure and perfect as a baby's bottom? Come up with a better description for me if you can. Can you always think of your skin as gentle and perfect as a baby's bottom? That means just so brand new, so wonderful, so fantastic, so supple, so perfect in every way, unblemished by anything, by any thought, any idea. It is just perfect. Now, we need that image. And as we have this image in our mind of what our skin is, what our cells are, what they do, can you image the perfect heart? Can you image the perfect liver? Can you image the perfect glands in your body? No, not really. But at least you can call them that. You say, I like me, and you don't really know who me is and what it means when you like yourself, but you know it's good. And so you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then all the cells in your body say, hey, I like to live in this wonderful body because it's going in a positive direction. It's going in a way that is fantastic. It's our original purity and integrity. It's what we're really planning to do. And so go, go, go. And so these new cells that are constantly being born are in the now, in the now, in the now, waiting for instruction in the now. And they're waiting for the gun at the takeoff, and the gun goes off, and away they go in their perfect manner, in their perfect way. It's like the start of a race. And they're waiting for your instructions, and your instructions are that gun that goes off that says, start the race! And then as the gun goes off, and as you start the race, you're being your perfect self, you're being your ideal, original self, and you're moving along, and all the other cells are joining you, and they're triumphantly coming forth with that ideal body, that ideal mind, that ideal spirit, that ideal man, that ideal allness that you and I are. Dwelling on the past, it is born again with us. Dwelling on the present, it is born new with us. Where do you want to be born? In the present or the past? Where do you want your thoughts? In the present or the past? Where do you want your imagery of yourself? In the present or the past? Do you want to be your original purity and integrity? Then it takes a little direction of our thought. Habit, consciousness of the race, has taught us to live in these miseries of the past. Well, let's stop it. Let's live in the glory of the present. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time. Let's live in the present. Let's live in this glory. Let's live in this wonder. Let's live in this magic. And to do it, it means we have to be ready when the gun goes onward into that perfection that we are on the idea of today and only today, now and only now. This is the time. This is the way. This is the direction. This is the day. This is all that matters. We dwell on the present. We dwell in the now. We dwell in the now. We live in the now. We experience in the now. We delight in the now. We are in the now. We are wonderful, fantastic, glorious, super beings. And we are there now. And there is no other place for us to be, and there is no other where for us to be, for we are now. Dwelling on the past, it is born again. Dwelling on the present, it is born now. Be ready. The race is about to begin. A whole new batch of stem cells has just been born in your body. 75 trillion cells. Every 4 weeks they replace themselves, but 75 trillion cells. Over a 4 week period, we have a chance to have newness to them, perfectness to them, positive to this. We can live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you say, well, when we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, then nobody will know us. Nobody will know us. That's right. Because there will be no past. We'll only be living in the present, and everybody will be living in that present, because that's all we'll see, that's all we'll know, that's all that can be, because there can only be in our world a reflection of who we are. And if we are living in the past, then that's the world we're living in. If we're living in the present, then that's the world we're living in. Make your choice. I've made mine, and I'm living in the now. And I live in the now. I am the now. And that's all there is, all there ever can be, all there ever will be, and all that matters to me is now. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.